Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Mayor Pownell has been solicited for consideration to apply for the National League of Cities Human Development Committee. The committee is responsible for developing policy positions and leading NLC's advocacy on issues involving social services, children and learning, poverty and income support, workforce development, public health care, and much more. The opioid issue is something Mayor Pownell is interested in. The council discussed her participation in this national committee as there is a financial commitment in funding her travel expenses. Councilor Nicasian wants to increase funding to send elected members to these various conferences. While in favor of the committee, Zweifel pushed back on Nicasian, saying the National League of Cities is not the only way to get professional development.
I'd be interested to see what staff brings back for our travel policy. It will be hard, given that professional development looks different for all of us, to make something that is equitable and not just equal.
Peterson White also agreed with Nicasian. Pownell commented on her view of the importance of representing the city on a national level.
Oftentimes you hear of the larger cities at that federal level, and so they don't get to hear about our smaller communities. And I think it's really important that they know and understand that.
The estimated cost to this is about $6,700 for three events around the country next year. Council is looking at revamping their travel policy sometime in January. Dundas City Administrator John McCarthy notes that the city spent just about $9,000 for storm cleanup costs. In his report, he also noted that County State Aid Highway 1 reopened to through traffic, but a final paving and some other work will have to wait till 2019. The Dundas Council meets tonight. On the agenda is a resolution that will request clarification of NAFR's Northfield Area Fire Rescue Service claims payment process. Currently, claims are being paid prior to the Joint Powers Board approval. It's Dundas representative's position that only claims specifically identified in state statute should be paid without board approval. All the rest should be reviewed and approved by the board beforehand. Also on their agenda is consideration of hiring a part-time police officer. Interim Chief Eric Klein and Officer Wade Murray recommend hiring Robert Wilkins as a part-time officer, contingent on a background investigation. Wilkins will be completing his four-year degree in police science at St. Mary's in December. We'll hear more from McCarthy tomorrow morning at 8:45. And the Northfield Community Action Center is signing up volunteers for Operation Joy, formerly Christmas Sharing. Help is needed on December 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th with sorting gifts, assisting participants with gift selections, gift wrapping, and room cleanup. Call the CAC at 507-664-3550 or visit communityactioncenter.org to sign up. News from around the state is next.